instead of playing the intro, you want me to just sing it badly?
Oh, man. I don't know what I'm going to use that for, but it's going to be used for something. Hey there, welcome to the Horrible Show for Wednesday, September 29th. This is the video game podcast for HorribleNight.com, and I'm your host, Justin, gamertag JDevil. And today, I'm just joined by one man, the elusive man of the last couple weeks, actually. Coalface Killer Cole, out in California. What's up, Cole?
What's going on? It's good to be back.
Been thinking about doing this podcast for a while, where tonight we're just going to focus on kind of who we are and then get into the mission of the site here and how Horrible Night came about. But Cole and I, even though we live across the country from each other now, we've known each other since about right before junior high, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, I think that's right.
One of the first things we ever bonded over besides sports was video games and just kind of the all-nighters that came with playing traveling sports and, you know, spending the downtime in between practices together and playing games and finding out we were both just as obsessed with them. And but at the same time, Cole and I have always had an interest in kind of creative writing on the side of our jobs and in college and that kind of thing, and ended up being college roommates and having kind of creative writing sites along the way. And couple years ago, we tried to join together to do a similar type of writing site, but we found that the interest in the same content just wasn't there. So it never really came to fruition. And then
it was hard to write for me anyway for that kind of site without being prompted with news and other things like we have been with Horrible Night as well.
You find when you have a job and other life responsibilities and other hobbies that if you don't have a purpose behind your writing, you're not going to write.
Right.
And I don't know why it took us as long as it did to just figure out, hey, we could write about video games.
There was a moment in when we were like, what, freshmen in high school, freshmen or sophomores, where we had a Midnight Madness basketball practice for the Indiana University, and we were sitting there talking about forming a company one day, and who knew it would take, you know, what, 15 years later?
Yeah, almost. It did not become rain fire like we anticipated.
It had nothing to do with video games, but it's kind of crazy that this came together this year.
And
should have been done a long time ago.
Should have been, but it couldn't have been, because if people haven't figured out the way that I try to organize the site and run these podcasts, I like to put a lot of thought behind things before I actually do anything. And this site only happened because I stopped myself from doing that. I've planned out sites before and never gotten them off the ground. And I told myself, I'm just going to start writing about video games. And I knew after talking with Cole that he was into it. And we knew if we wrote a couple articles a week, we'd just see where it went. And you know, I said, I just need to get a site up. So I bought a WordPress template and kind of tweaked it a little bit, made a logo, and we're off and running. And, you know, within about 30, 45 days, we kind of ran across our old friend Ethan, who actually grew up with Cole even closer than myself. And between the three of us, there's enough difference in our interest in video games, but a unique connection to actually write about them and write editorial like content that it's worked out pretty well. And you know, we don't have a long-term plan, but we're gonna keep writing about video games and hopefully try to, you know, meet some people through it and you know, keep producing interesting content, because that's what drives us as writers, and keep playing interesting games, and that kind of gets to the mission of the site has always been that growing up gamers and having the ability to play any game you want for as long as you want goes away after a certain amount of time. And like I said, we're balancing this with actual jobs and that aren't related to video games, and balancing it with the rest of our life's commitments and playing video games that we don't like to waste our time playing bad video games. That's kind of where my original idea started, and I found that I was still staying quite informed in the video game industry and wanted to kind of pass that knowledge to my friends, just kind of like I always have done over the years, just to, you know, Cole, you've called me from California in recent years asking me opinions about games while you are holding them in your hands across the country.
Yeah.
And just like, what was this one? Would I like this one? And, but at the same time, I also love reading video game coverage and watching how the review structures have changed between online sites and the rise and fall of video game magazines and what information people can actually use. And I've found that all we can ever offer is opinions, and there are so many different places for you to get this type of coverage that it will all come down to finding a connection between the reader and the writer. And that's all we're kind of hoping for, is just building up a dedicated group of readers that we're connected with, and they're connected with us, and we can have interesting conversations about video games, and hopefully never have to play another bad video game unless it's for some hilarious video that we're making on purpose. So
I just think it's interesting that while we're in similar places in our lives, we're also very different and what we have to do in terms of jobs and wife or girlfriend and all that stuff. And I think more people, when they go to some of the other sites, are reading some of the opinions of the writers of those sites and can't necessarily relate to them. So we're looking to give our readers someone they can relate to, and that's people who are in the same kind of life places that we are. And hopefully they can make better decisions about what games they buy through our opinions.
And hopefully they also find some sort of entertainment in the way that we write about games, because we find
that's true, because we don't necessarily know what we're talking about sometimes.
That we find humor and interesting things about games, and just yes. And especially in the side of us that we know, I think we both do it. Well, I think all three of us do it as a defense mechanism, that we tend to make fun of ourselves for our obsessive compulsion to play video games and kind of the culture related with that. And, especially some of the series on the site kind of come from that humorous angle of just taking this a little bit too seriously, because this is our hobby. And but we also can't deny that, it's one of our passions too. So, but that's how, we found that we've always been looking for something to write about. And the answer was much simpler than we originally thought, is to, write about video games. And we've been having a blast so far. Right now the site's been up for about 5 months actually. When we first made it, I didn't know if we'd last 30 days, and,
then it was September. I remember you saying something like, well, we'll see what happens when we get to September. And I'm just like, wow, September's over now.
Yeah. And then we finally, in September, we finally had our horrible night out event last week, where most of the staff finally got to meet each other. And it seems like, aside from tonight not being able to actually get the crew together for the podcast, enthusiasm is actually up on the site. So I'm interested to see what we produce from here on out. So that's kind of the mission of the site. Now I just kind of want to break down our coverage of the industry and how we approach it. Starting with news, news and headlines. We try to limit the types of headlines that we talk about on the site, because again, there are so many video game websites out there that are also a lot more well connected than we are, but also
And well-staffed.
Well-staffed, yeah, that's true. Time is still a consideration of ours, but they have to cover every headline that comes out. And so we kind of provide a feed in our shiny objects to the major news that comes along. But really, we try to select the most interesting headlines to us as individuals, because you'll see Cole, Ethan, and myself post different types of headlines. And
they are very different, like... we all have different interests, and I know I go through and look and see what pops out at me and what I think people will be interested in, and that might be something that Justin and Ethan are interested in, or they could just be totally, you know, against that or uninterested in. And so it's cool that we have different voices doing different news pieces.
And most of our news pieces still have a little bit of an editorial edge to it, because like I said, some of the stuff that Cole posts I'm not interested in, and so that's just one thing to kind of keep in mind as you're browsing the site, is that not only the content itself, but like who's writing it, and you may come to find out that you're actually reading a lot more by the same person, more so than all the other articles on the site, and that's kind of how we feel things will naturally evolve into. The other types of news articles that I particularly enjoy are anything related to video game culture and kind of geeks in general, just because geeks are kind of taking over the world at the moment. And after I went to the Penny Arcade Expo last year, just being able to feel a part of that community a little bit more. Anytime we see articles related to collectibles, funny videos, or fan-made stuff related to video games, we tend to get drawn to that, and that's something that we want to promote, just because we never want any of our readers to feel like they're the only gamer that they know, because I know, especially when you get into, you know, married life and other responsibilities, sometimes you get a little bit isolated in that, but there's a lot more out of us, a lot more out there than it may appear at any point. So we like to embrace that. As far as the other kind of expected content, I guess, for most video game sites, our approach to reviews and previews is a little bit different, in that we don't get to play every game, and we don't necessarily play through games right when they come out or get all the way through them right when they come out. And so we've been trying to approach reviews and previews just from initially at like kind of a gut check level, just here's the information that we know about a game, whether it's out or not, and then we react to that and just give our that author's individual reaction. And hopefully over time, if you see the more stuff that individual writes, you'll begin to understand where their opinions come from, and hopefully from there you find a connection to that type of writer's style and know, you know, it's all in, like, this all kind of started for me because I follow two or three in particular game editors that I know, based on their opinions in a group, I can decide whether or not I will most likely like a game. And that's just, I want to offer that to our readers.
And connecting it to kind of our mission of the site, our previews and reviews are not like the other sites. We're not going to, like Justin said, we're not going to review every game, or we don't get our hands on preview builds of games. And so we're going to be more like the average person who are into video games. We're going to be downloading demos. We're going to be buying games when we can afford to buy games. And so, you know, we're more of the side of the average person who is into video games. And so you might be able to connect to us a little better than you would on a major gaming website.
And honestly, and if you can't connect to us, I hope we expose you some other way, because we're always posting where our sources are coming from and trying to link to other sites, that hopefully we can, you know, connect you with somebody that does have an opinion that helps you not waste your time with bad games. So
yeah, because as Justin called us earlier, we're just a bunch of douchebags and a gamer chick.
It's pretty much how to sum us up. Now into some of our original content. First, the lighter stuff. We're trying to provide daily content, at least during the week, that starts with on Mondays. We've been doing our Shiniest Objects post, which, as I mentioned before, we do follow the news headlines of the industry and actually share those through a feed on the right hand side of the site. And every Monday we kind of just go back and look at the items from that week and post an article with our reactions to the shiniest of those news headlines, just to give you a weekly breakdown, just so you can get caught up either daily or weekly, or go back and view those as a group each month and stay in touch with the industry your way. And again, and also expose you to the other sites that are out there, and we're trying to continue to expand what our sources are. And then on Tuesdays are our Meanwhile posts, which are our weekly conversation about what games we've been playing in the past week and what games we're looking forward to. And again, just any of the authors on the site, we just contribute individually what we're playing in, and hopefully you find it can expose you to any new games that are out or any retro games that we picked up for whatever reason, and you can hopefully use your time wisely based on what we're doing, hopefully.
And getting a better insight on the types of games that we like to play or things that we like to do. So getting you to know us a little bit better, too.
Yeah, and our gaming habits of, you know, the difference between someone like myself that plays a little bit of almost every game that's out there versus some of our more budget-conscious authors that are, you know, playing Modern Warfare 2 every week or... you know, they're a little bit more budget conscious than myself, and, but also, you know, we've got the range of, you know, completionists and achievement whores to multiplayer focused people and genres across the board and new games versus old games, and we're trying to get a representative from each area to find a place for you to connect with. And Wednesdays we post our podcasts. Which I'll go into a little bit later. And for now, Thursdays is our Reply to All post, which is our internal weekly email conversation where we choose a submitted topic from the community or generated by ourselves and just talk through something topical in the gaming industry. And we've done everything from, you know, our favorite arcade games to more recently trying to fix online multiplayer. And so each week we try to get everybody else involved in the site, get them talking about video games and hopefully spurs some reader interest to keep the conversation going, because that's what we're talking about all the time.
Yeah, and ideally, like, maybe we're going to probably get to it in a little bit, but in the future, if we do get a decent following and have a forum or something like that, that, like you said, to continue the conversation between the readers, that would be a good place to start that.
Yeah, I mean, really right now, everything can change, but this is just a placeholder for us of how we can continue to generate interesting content, and we're always looking for kind of like-minded individuals to contribute to our site, and hopefully as soon as you have a connection, you can reach out and contribute yourself, which, yeah, I'll tell you how to do that here in a little bit. And then lastly, on Fridays, one of our more recent series is our I Learned Something Today series, where we kind of take a humorous look at the lessons we learn from playing video games and try to apply them to real-life situations.
It's a serious piece.
It's very serious. It's, you know, I talked about how when you actually murder someone, you want to make sure you cuss them out. These are the important lessons that we've been passing on through our I Learned Something Today series. So that's kind of where we're at with daily content as to what to expect, because we try to post a couple articles a day and at least have something that you can count on. So, you know, if Friday's your day to check the site, that you know where to go find everything. And we're always looking for feedback as far as if the site's easy for you to find what you're looking for. So be sure to reach out to us through our contact form if you've got any questions there. The Horrible Show, we record mostly every Tuesday night, and post the podcast on Wednesdays during the day.
Why are you giving out our secret?
It's such an industry secret that everybody dances around of what day it actually is when you're recording versus when it actually plays. It cracks me up.
Yeah, surprisingly, this is not live when you put it on your iPod.
It's not live yet.
Not yet.
But the Horrible Show has always been in flux. We're at this point, we're nearing 20 episodes in. And we've kind of got a consistent crew for, I'd say, at least three quarters of the podcast anymore, that of Cole, myself, but also Ethan and our resident gamer chick, Christina. And I think between the four of us, we have a very wide wide variety of perspectives on the gaming industry. We all kind of play for different reasons, it seems like. So when we have the full crew in-house, I think everything's kind of evolving well with that group, and we'll start to kind of hopefully in the future outline what you can expect from each episode upcoming, because, you know, we have our weekly topics that we always cover. Like I said, the threesomes of the week, the on the spot question, review and horriblenight.com updates, and then any last second parting words of what's going on in the industry. But then we try to find a core topic or debate or theme to focus on the majority of the podcast and evolve the conversation. And that's usually what we'll try to promote it at least a couple days before the episode starts on our Twitter account, and let you know what to expect. And but I think you'll see over time that we'll have some recurring episodes like the Think of the Children series, which I'll get into in our editorial section here next. But hopefully you'll find a mix of, we're hoping to mix it up as far as current events versus retro games and gamer culture and what we're playing and industry news or any events related to the site. So we're trying to let each episode kind of stand on its own, but be tied together by the four of us and any special guests we may have. So, but it's been a lot of fun. The podcast was definitely an experiment at first, and it's probably one of the highlights of the site at this point, and something we really enjoy doing. So. Now, the kind of our core focus on the site as writers has always been the kind of editorial pieces, and we were always trying to find themes to connect our different editorial pieces, just so they're not completely all over the place, and that's kind of where things like I Learned Something Today came from, that they were originally just standout editorials, but we figured out a way to evolve them into weekly series. But, you know, other series that they don't need to be brought up as much, or they may be more of a monthly type of piece, but we've kind of outlined about a dozen different types of editorials, and we're also looking to apply those editorial themes to the podcast when we can, just to kind of, because we're finding we want to talk about the video game industry in specific areas. And this all actually started with one of our first editorial series, which is the Think of the Children series, because growing up gamers and leading what we think is productive lives at this point.
You could say that, productive. Yes.
But having played tons of, you know, violent video games and seen violent movies and everything that everybody's trying to protect kids from, I think we have an interesting perspective on how to help children balance gaming in their normal lives as well. So that's something we're pretty passionate about.
Yeah, despite our mostly humorous take, we do have concerns and some serious concerns about the video game industry and where it's going, and it's even hard for me to say this with a straight face, but it's important stuff, and we're getting to the age where we might start having influences on our own children and where we want to take them with the video games and how we want to introduce them and have them experience it too. It's very important if you are a parent who wants to have your child play video games and be safe about what you're showing your kids.
And you can check out the rest of the descriptions of our other editorial series on our content guide link that's on the side of the site right now. But we're going to continue to add and remove and adjust different series. But hopefully from the titles and as our library of articles builds up, you'll know what to expect from each series, and always looking for feedback as to, you know, which series are working and which ones need some work. But Cole, I'll give you a little time to think about this, but I was going to mention kind of just off the top of my head what my current favorite series is that for me it hasn't gotten very much attention yet, but it's kind of my baby at the moment, is the It Doesn't Matter series, because feeling as kind of an outsider of the people that are covering video games, I find that, you know, their world is absorbed in video games 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and they're constantly bombarded by developers and PR people and other trying to keep up with other game sites, that sometimes articles happen where they lose focus on the point of a game or of a news story. And that's something I'm looking to do, is to try to find those instances where they've missed the point and kind of not necessarily call them out, but kind of set the record straight for that game or for that story. Not because I know that it'd be very easy to fall victim to the same to that same instance if I covered games that way. So it's never, I'm never trying to attack the analyst, because they're why I like doing this, is they're my inspiration. But sometimes you can get a little bit too close to what you're covering, and not, you need to pull back and actually see it in the bigger picture. But what about you, Cole? What series kind of stands out to you?
My favorite is the Just Five More Minutes. It's usually I look back at retro games or games we played in the past. Like, oftentimes, you know, that was the, for me, that was the golden age of gaming. You know, I had a lot of time to do it and played a lot of different games, whereas now as an adult, it's harder for me to get the chance to play some games. So I really enjoy writing them, and I have a couple under my belt already, and they're very different, and that type of editorial allows you to just kind of go wherever you want to go, whether you want to make it more story based or just like telling a story, not just, you know, writing a story, and just remembering and bringing up good memories to yourself of some of the games you played in the past.
Yeah, that one's it's always fun, because you kind of step out away from how you're playing games now and look back on how you used to play video games when you had all the time in the world, but you always wanted 5 more minutes. So that kind of brings us to just talking about the rest of the contributors to the site, and reinforcing the fact that we're always looking for new contributors. And right now, if you go to our about page, you'll see a link for Who is the Cursed, and the Cursed are the official staff of Horrible Night. And we've got, like I said, Ethan, Cole, myself, and Christina are the main contributors of the moment. But we do have several individuals that help out on a weekly basis with our kind of our group posts, or they'll show up as guests on the podcast, or, you know, a couple times a month submit their own articles. And so we've kind of given them profiles on the site and to give you a little bit of information about them. And, you know, we've also got people contributing graphics and music to the site, and we appreciate that. And we've also got a couple other individuals that, you know, they just contribute when they can, but they're friends of the site, and we couldn't do it without them. And we're just trying to kind of build up a circle of friends to work with, basically, even though this isn't work to us. This is a lot of fun. So,
And if anybody out there wants to contribute in any way they can, you know, we're always looking forward to or looking forward for submissions, and just if you can just comment on the site, you know, that would be great, and get your voice heard. And it never hurts to have more people's opinions about a video game.
And we'll be working here soon to try to give you easier ways to get involved in the site. But really the best way right now is we've got contact forms on the site, but also on all the Cursed's profile pages, you see all their social media links or gamer profile links of where they are out playing games. And you can find them on Twitter. You can find The Horrible Show and The Horrible Night on Twitter, and also on Facebook. And you really just find your way that is your best way to communicate with us, and we'll respond. And but if you ever have any questions, you reach out to us through there. We're pretty responsive, and like I said, always looking to find like-minded gamers that are, you know, trying to balance video games with life right now. You know, there are a lot more, like I said earlier, there are a lot more out there than we initially think. So we encourage you to get involved through contacting us, or just help us out by sharing it with your friends. The other thing, you know, I've come to find that not everybody can communicates best through, you know, podcasting or writing articles, but just sharing interesting links with your friends, and we always appreciate that, and look forward to getting to know more of you. That kind of brings us up to date on what HorribleNight.com is right now, but some things we're looking forward to in the future are adding a forum to the site in the very near future, hopefully by the end of the year. But we're trying to figure out the right way to do that, just with the time commitment that a forum is. So, but if anybody out there is interested in helping us out with that, please get a hold of us, and we'll see if we can't work something out. And then last Friday we had our first official Horrible Night Out, and before that we'd done a movie screening. But we're looking to try to find ways to have social events around gaming, and but expect to see a Horrible Night Out about every 6 weeks, every month and a half or so, where we will find some venue to go talk games, go hang out, or come back and meet and play games, or maybe even pull, you know, a horrible all-nighter online and play some Xbox games on specified dates, just so we know we got a group of people that will have a lot of fun playing games together.
And don't be shy about wanting to attend those events. Like, anybody is more than welcome to try to get out there and go to that. It's not just for the people who write for the site. We want as many readers or listeners out there as possible, and it could be, you know, it'll be a lot of fun when we get that big group together.
Yeah, you'll be surprised who you connect with, because you know, social events and video games, it's, you know, I feel like up until the Penny Arcade Expo really didn't go well together. And now there's an opportunity to bring, you know, smaller groups of people like that together. And that's what, you know, that's what we're hoping to do. Just meet more gamers. So I think that's going to do it, Cole. I think that's a good breakdown of where we're at, where we're going.
Is this like our prequel episode?
I'd say that. We'll try to separate this out so people can be drawn to it as they come to the site. Sometimes a little bit easier to follow than reading a giant, you know, a giant article about who we are. So
yeah, and I think it was a good time to do it. We kind of got a good flow of how we're doing things on the side, and like Justin said earlier, it's bound to change. Yeah, you know, we're known for being hypocrites, so
we're happy hypocrites though.
Happy hypocrites, yeah. And so nothing's set in stone, but this, we just wanted to give you guys an idea of, you know, what you can expect on the site and what is already on the site, and, you know, as we go and move forward to the future.
Well, let's wrap things up here like usual. Some parting words as far as anything that's going out in the game industry that you wanted to point out, Cole, before we took off.
Actually, I just want to talk about some more of the people who have listened to the podcast and shared some ideas with me and some of their questions and concerns about it. I think that's great. Like, it was a little weird to me at first because, you know, we're all new to this, and it's kind of weird to think that people are actually listening, but I'm really happy that they are, and I appreciate their input and encourage them to give me some more input.
Yeah, I guess I can kind of jump in on that. Is that I've heard a lot of just kind of individual questions to me that I think a lot of people that come to the site have the same issues. And yeah, shoot us an email, or, you know, post on our Facebook page. You'd be surprised, like, if, you know, our staff, the Curse, will definitely engage with you. But I think there are a lot more readers out there that have the same types of questions, and I'd like to see readers getting engaged in talking about the site amongst themselves, and you know, hopefully the forums help out a little bit with that. But
yeah, and don't be afraid of, you know, the, like, if you've been to other sites and seen some of the comments on there and how combative they can be, if you're one of these people who doesn't like to comment because they're afraid that they're going to be attacked, you know, if you want to just email us and ask us questions, we'll be more than happy to answer them, and hopefully we'll provide a place where you can feel comfortable to, you know, voice your opinion on the site.
Yeah, and that's the exact type of culture we're trying to build, and why we haven't rolled out forums in a heavy manner here, is that we want to make sure that it's a much more pleasant environment to be in, community to be a part of, than a lot of the other sites out there that are just full of noise and hate. So, yeah, I think that's going to do it for tonight. So thanks for listening, everybody. And if you've ever got any questions about the site, again, just hit us up through our contact form, and we'll reach out. And, you know, if you have any questions about the horrible show itself, or on the spot questions for us, or you know, potential articles that you'd like us to write about, or reply to all topics, we're always taking those. And anytime we get a good one, we'll definitely give you a shout out on the show or on the site. And, you know, feel free to respond to them as well. And, you know, you never know. Like I said, we're always looking for a new member of the Curse, and hopefully that's you. So thanks for joining me, Cole. And we'll be back.
No problem.
We'll be back with our normal horrible show and the full crew next week. So we'll see you on Wednesday. Thanks. Yeah.